You've been retired now since 1996. Looking back, how big a part would you say diabetes has played in your life?
Well, I've been ever conscious of it, of course. One can't avoid that. And I suppose in quotes, a normal, end quotes, life, one is constantly being reminded of it by things like life insurance questionnaires, driving license questionnaires, and various things like that, part of the system. One has to, even if one is reluctant, one has to admit to suffering from diabetes. So one is ever conscious that one has the problem. But sure, you have to, and you have to think about it on those occasions. But I guess I don't think about it for 99.9% of the day. I have my insulin jabs. Twice a day. Well, it's not a problem. I've been having it for 60 years, so it ain't a problem. I think it can become a cross that people choose to bear. And it can rule your life if you're not careful. And my advice to fellow sufferers would be, first of all, find yourself a GP who is fairly young and has modern ideas about the treatment, because I would guess, but I can't speak with any experience, that some GPs may well know the theory and may well have a lot of patients, but not be up to date with what's going on. But don't let it rule your life. Just take their advice and do the sensible things. Like I say, and don't let it rule your life. And don't live life at the extremes. I mean, if you're a person who likes a drink and gets drunk every night, you will have problems with your diabetes. Because that's living life at the extremes. If you like a drink once a week, have a drink once a week and enjoy life.